Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Hong Kongers thank Falun Gong practitioners for exposing the CCP's atrocities, a couple's amazing experiences after withdrawing from the CCP, the nine words helped me get through this difficult time. New Zealand human rights lawyer, the CCP focuses on blocking information instead of fighting coronavirus. Flushing, New York, calling on locals to distance themselves from the CCP. And life-saving answer to the coronavirus. Now for the stories.
Hong Kongers thank Falun Gong practitioners for exposing the CCP's atrocities. More than 100 Falun Gong practitioners gathered on a public square in Hong Kong to do the exercises during the last weekend of March 2020. Many local residents were drawn to the tranquil music and exercise movements, and several stopped in their tracks to learn the exercises. Ms. Liang, a Falun Gong practitioner, said that after some media outlets reported on the Chinese Communist Party's use of rumors and slanders to vilify Hong Kong's student protesters last year, many Hong Kong residents were better able to understand the communist regime's persecution of Falun Dafa in China. When Hong Kong students were protesting the extradition bill, NTD TV and the Epoch Times reported on the protests, as well as on the CCP's attempts to deceive the mainland Chinese people to incite nationalist hatred of Hong Kong protesters. More people have since begun inquiring about Falun Dafa, so local practitioners decided to hold large-scale group exercises over the last several weekends. A young woman interviewed by a Minghui correspondent in Hong Kong said, "I want to apologize to Falun Dafa practitioners. I was influenced by the CCP's propaganda, and I used to think you were a cult. I'm ashamed of my previous misconceptions," she said. "I would like to take this opportunity today to say I'm sorry to all Falun Dafa practitioners and express my highest respect and gratitude." Hong Kong citizen Mr. Yang said that locals had seen the true colors of the CCP over the past few years. He attributed this to Falun Gong practitioners' unrelenting efforts to expose the regime's atrocities. He said, "You are truly resilient, raising awarenesses of the persecution all over the world, all the time." Many Hong Kong citizens have also left comments on social media platforms. One citizen wrote, "In the past, I refused to believe the CCP was taking organs from Falun Gong practitioners and selling them for a profit. I was misled by the CCP all this time. Many Falun Gong practitioners have died for their belief." Another wrote, "After living through the protests, I now realize how brutal the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners is."
A couple's amazing experiences after withdrawing from the CCP. In this time of global crisis, I urge everyone to listen when Falun Dafa practitioners tell you about the Chinese Communist Party, said Ms. Hong. "They are telling you the truth." After a Falun Dafa practitioner clarified the facts about the persecution to Mr. Hong and his wife, they understood the true nature of the CCP. The elderly couple decided that they no longer wanted to be associated with it and withdrew from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Ms. Hong explained what happened afterward. "One day, two people from my husband's workplace came to our home. They wanted to take a photo of him. They took out a form and told him to sign it. When my husband asked what it was, they said it was a CCP registration form. When my husband said, 'I've withdrawn from the CCP. I won't fill out the form, and you can't take my photo.' My husband refused to re-register for the CCP no matter what they said. My entire family of five understand the facts about Falun Dafa, and we've all withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. We know that Falun Dafa is very special and Master Li, the founder, is great. We often say, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. My family feels we've been blessed as a result. For example, my husband was hit by a car when he was riding his electric power cart. There was a big dent in the car where my husband's body struck it, but he wasn't injured. I was hit by a truck one day while I was riding my bicycle through an intersection. Even though I was thrown several meters, I wasn't hurt. I'm nearly 70 years old. After being hit so hard, I was able to get up and get back on my bicycle. I felt it was miraculous. A Falun Dafa practitioner gave my family little keepsakes which have the words, Falun Dafa is good, written on them. I always carry mine with me, and I know that Falun Dafa's master protected me. In this time of international crisis, I urge everyone to listen when practitioners tell you about the CCP. They are telling you the truth. I know that my family has been blessed after we withdrew from the CCP, and that we've been kept safe. Please remember that Falun Dafa is good.
The 9 words help me get through this difficult time. The CCP virus has quickly spread throughout the world due to the mismanagement and cover-up by the Chinese Communist Party over the past 3 months. Many Falun Dafa practitioners living outside of China have been phoning people inside China to inform them of the harm of the CCP virus and advise them to recite the auspicious 9 words. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good to stay safe. Upon receiving a phone call from a Falun Dafa practitioner, a woman in Hunan province happily told the practitioner that she understood everything and that her own experience is the best testimony to the miraculous healing of Falun Dafa. This woman said that she had developed a fever and that her chest felt extremely tight not long ago, but no hospital would give her a coronavirus test. At that time, she received a call from a Falun Dafa practitioner who encouraged her to recite the words, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. With no other choice, she decided to give it a try and her symptoms soon disappeared. She said, I'm so thankful and grateful that you told me to recite those words. The 9 words helped me to get through this difficult time in my life. I'm fully recovered now. It is amazing. She now recites the phrases every morning right after she wakes up. We all need to feel more secure about life now, she said. Another practitioner called an elderly man in Wuhan City and told him how serious the situation was in Wuhan and how the CCP was covering up the situation. He listened quietly but didn't respond at all. Suddenly, he started to cough uncontrollably and sounded breathless. The practitioner told him, please, try to sincerely recite the words, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. You might be blessed. Without hesitation, the senior immediately recited the words. After repeating the words a couple of times, he said, I've regained my breath now. Thank you and thanks to Falun Dafa's master.
New Zealand human rights lawyer. The CCP focuses on blocking information instead of fighting coronavirus. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities at Auckland's Central Queen Street on Saturday, March 21st, to introduce the practice to the public. They also called attention to the 20-year-long persecution in China. Kerry Gore, a New Zealand human rights lawyer, spoke at the event. He said, the Chinese Communist Party has persecuted many religious groups, including Falun Dafa practitioners, family church members, Tibetans, and Uyghurs. These atrocities have been recorded in detail by independent, reputable organizations such as Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Freedom House, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, and so on. Gore went on to say that China's human rights situation was deteriorating. The regime turns a blind eye to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the United Nations Convention Against Torture, and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. And now, in comparison to its efforts in fighting the coronavirus, the CCP is more focused on blocking information on the outbreak and is suppressing news that could have saved countless lives. The Chinese government should have taken measures upon learning that the virus can be transmitted between humans. If it had done so right from the beginning, a global pandemic would have been avoided. Gore called on the New Zealand government to strongly oppose and help stop the CCP's crimes against humanity.
Flushing, New York. Procession calls on locals to distance themselves from the CCP. The ongoing coronavirus pandemic has infected over 500,000 people and caused more than 25,000 deaths globally. Media reports over the past few months have described how the Chinese Communist Party has blocked information and manipulated data both during the initial outbreak of the virus in Wuhan and during its evolution into a pandemic. The CCP's continued disinformation campaign to shirk responsibility and blame other nations for the pandemic has triggered global anger. The author of an article in the Detroit News on March 25th wrote, "The world must socially distance itself from the Chinese Communist Party until its government shows no more symptoms of malign global ambitions, predatory economic practices, human rights violations, and animal cruelty." The article was called "Let's Social Distance from China's Diseased Regime." Yi Rong, president of the Global Committing the CCP Center, said that the CCP has heavily infiltrated the United States, especially New York, for years. During the Chinese New Year's parade, for example, pro-CCP agents were hired to hold China's flags on the streets of Flushing. This was then reported back in China to boast about the CCP's influence overseas, she said. Cutting ties with the CCP is critical for our safety and future. In 2017, The Washington Post published an article titled "Lessons from a Century of Communism" by Ilya Somin, a law professor at George Mason University, in which the author said, "Collectively, communist states killed as many as 100 million people, more than all other repressive regimes combined, during the same time period. By far, the biggest toll arose from communist efforts to collectivize agriculture and eliminate independent property-owning peasants. In China alone, Mao Zedong, a great leap forward, led to a man-made famine in which as many as 45 million people perished, the single biggest episode of mass murder in all of world history."
Life-saving answer to the coronavirus. There is an inspiring story about how a physician couple in Wuhan recovered from the coronavirus infections. The couple experienced persistent high fever, swollen throat, and severe mouth ulcers despite medical intervention. Feeling desperate and hopeless, the couple tried the seemingly unbelievable method recommended by their nephew to sincerely recite the phrases, "Falandava is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and do the Falandava exercises. To their surprise, their fever went away and they recovered in a few days. Since the outbreak of the coronavirus, the Minghui website has published numerous stories of people recovering from the virus by reciting the phrases, "Falandava is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." One may wonder why reciting such simple phrases would have such amazing healing power. From the standpoint of traditional Chinese culture, it is believed that mind and body are the same, and diseases stem from wicked thoughts or energy, while kind thoughts and positive energy will bring blessings and healing to a person. A practitioner who genuinely cultivates Falandava, an ancient spiritual and meditation discipline, can achieve good health and be free of illnesses. So why were the people infected by the Wuhan virus able to recover by chanting "Falandava is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good"? Ancient Chinese science believes that the human body is a small universe that corresponds to the astral universe as we can see with the human eyes. Falandafa teaches the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, which are the characteristics of the universe. When chanting the phrases, it's as if one is chanting the characteristics of this universe, which is instantly connecting one with the entire universe. If one chants with due sincerity and concentration, the positive energy of the entire universe, from infinitely microscopic to infinitely macroscopic, penetrates into the body of the chanter. The immeasurable amount of positive energy from the universe can thus eliminate the virus and help one to recover. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.